You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM. ESPN. Let's see if I remember how to do this. Been a little bit, been a week and some change that I've been gone. My partner, John Martin, my boss slash executive producer, Brad Carson, very thankful to you guys for holding it down. I say you guys, I'm talking to Brad, because John's out for a week. We'll be back whole next week.
He got you back, though. I'm out.
Hey, well, I think I might have got him, though, in this sense. I was listening a little bit last week to y'all, because I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed here.
He's chilled here.
Well, your boy was around the house cleaning, doing some saving.
Yeah, I ain't back to school time, though.
Paying
that's
down
a big
credit
week.
Cards, getting the kids back in that. School. I checked in a couple times. Now, of course, y'all had golf tournament by the end of the week.
Yep.
And congratulations to Justin Rose on winning the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
That's right.
Won a playoff, and congrats to him. Three-hole playoff. I was not out there, but I sort of missed it this year. It looked like they had a lot going on. Most attended ever?
Maybe? That's what they were saying on their site, like they put those infographs off.
And there's questions about the future of it, or at least the future format. We've always had questions sort of about the format and how long it's going to stay one way or maybe change to something else. So we'll get to that. But the point, back to John real quick, I do think I have a little bit of an advantage over y'all last week because I think I left John on a week where was it dry last week until you got to golf? I mean, you had a little bit of football on Thursday. I guess his Raiders in Seattle played. But, man, it sounded a little dry.
The bone was not meaty Monday through Wednesday.
See, and I've got a full slate of preseason games where we've seen Cam Ward.
Shadur. Woo! Woo! Bro.
The nation got behind that, didn't it?
He might need to start over Flacco. Like, that was exciting as hell Friday night.
Flacco might need to go ahead and go back to the couch.
Facts.
Call it a career.
Get your ass over here, bro.
My man looked poised.
He looked good.
He looked the part.
Windows.
We should not overreact.
Really?
Old Smooth got to come in here and be that guy.
Yeah, you got to call me down
We let you and John do the overreacting. Yeah. You know I'm going to bring it back home. And say, I was impressed. Want to reel it in a little bit. But I'm happy because we know what Deion's going through from a health standpoint. My gosh, just to continue coaching and everything else with the bladder and everything else having to be removed and cancer trying to beat that and back to coaching. But to see your boy do that and look the part after falling – the way he did in the draft, that you had to feel good for his performance.
Good for him.
Whether you believe in Shadur Sanders, the NFL quarterback, the future starter or not, you had to feel good for that family. Clearly, it was a big, a huge drop for him. He played well, but I've got that full slate. My Bears played. We tied the Dolphins. There was a 70-yard field goal.
I saw that.
Yeah. How
That's
about that?
Something, yeah.
By a former Arkansas kicker. Did you see that?
Kicked the hell out of
it. It would have broken the NFL record. However, it happened in a preseason game, so it does not count.
Yes.
And as Cam Little said, I believe that's the kicker's name, NFL ain't getting this ball if they call for it, which I don't know if the Hall of Fame will do because, again, it doesn't count preseason game. But if they call for this ball, they're not getting it. This is 70. It's on me. I don't know if you saw it, but, dude, he had a couple more yards.
I saw it. Yeah,
the record was 66.
Jeffrey Wright just pointed that out.
It's ridiculous.
Cleared the bar. There was no bounce at all.
It's Justin Tucker that's got the record. So a lot going on. I do think we'll have a little bit more, obviously, than what you guys had last week, but very thankful to y'all for holding it down in the expert way that you always do. Glad to be back. I don't know what it is about a little time off, a little refresher.
Oh, it's important.
It is. It does all that, hopefully, for you. What it's done for me is made me more grateful. You know, I think you know, you come back and you're grateful for what you have, everything else that you get to come back. You get to talk sports. What a dream it is to sit here across from you and get to talk Memphis sports. There's a lot to talk about today. That right now, it's going on, right? A tribute to Fred Smith down at FedEx Forum. A celebration of life is the better way to put it. And what a life Fred Smith led. We lost him, obviously, the FedEx founder in June. And that's going on down at FedEx Forum. I think it was scheduled from 10 to 11:30. So I think they've got another 30 minutes on that. Jeff Calkins down there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him a little bit later on about that celebration of life. Penny Hardaway, new assistant. I saw an internet report out there. I haven't seen the beat writers jump in, so I don't think anything's official. I wonder if it's just smoke. I will say the name didn't surprise me because there is a history with Penny Hardaway and this candidate that was mentioned in this internet report as a possibility to replace Nolan Smith. It's one we're all familiar with, one that Penny's real close to, particularly his coaching chops, this gentleman. We'll talk about him. He is a Memphian. There's a big Memphis sports story, Brad, I think, developing on the high school level, and I'm curious because I was in and out on y'all last week. Did you guys talk at all about Tennessee Collegiate Academy?
We did not. I missed this story.
I'm so glad. Selfishly, I'm glad.
Yes.
There's something going on out in Millington at Tipton Rosemark.
Okay, so they just got
Curtis's
son is going.
Chase Givens.
Chase, I saw Chase's dad.
You see Dylan Jones. Many of you may have seen some of these Instagram posts, guys.
I don't know that.
I looked to see if anybody's written about it yet, because this is what your old preps reporter here, but it got the old preps blood boiling, because there's a ton of prospects going out to basketball prospects, guys, including the best player in the state for 2027, Dylan Jones. He just blew up on the EYBL circuit. He's transferring out there. You remember this name? I bet you do. Keeper Jackson?
Of course. Yeah,
Christian Brothers went down to Columbus. He's back. He's on this roster at Tennessee Collegiate. It's EYBL sponsored.
He's
Nike sponsored. And there's some big folks behind this thing. It's still developing. But, guys, they've got an Instagram page, if you don't believe me. And like I said, there's a ton of basketball prospects. Yeah. And of all places to be at Tipton Rosemark.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks that have always thought the Memphis area should have its own prep school, right? Instead of folks going out to Montverde, right? Or back in my day, it was Oak Hill Academy, where everybody used to go to. Carmelo Anthony obviously played
that. IMG would count as that, too. Yeah.
There has long been a feeling of, well, why wouldn't you set up one of those here in Memphis with all the basketball talent that we've always had, right? And if you did it, well, there's always this. What about the academic side, the accreditation side on that, right? Because it's one thing to just have a basketball factory. You got to go class, right? These guys, if you're going to do it the right way, it's got to be a school where they can get that part of it right and be able to, again, whether it's school, whatever else, that's maybe not their, what they're planning, the scholarship going to Harvard, whatever else. You guys get my point. But still, you've got to have that side of it. And it looks like they may have that side of it here with something that might be as official or as close to that sort of idea as we've ever seen. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I can't wait because he's been sketchy with me on details. But like I said, they've kind of put their business out there. I can't wait till Wednesday. Our usual 125, when we get to talk to Norton Hurd IV, because let me tell you something. We'll find out how involved Team Thad, Thaddeus Young, Norton Hurd IV is in this, but nothing this big happens. I'm talking about, we're not just talking about in-state prospects and Memphis prospects. We're talking about out-of-state guys all coming. I can't wait to talk to Hurd on Wednesday at 125, because nothing this big in prep basketball, grassroots basketball, in this case EYBL, happens without Hurd knowing about it.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Too. Now
so that'll be Wednesday 125. Folks are already texting me. We'll try to put the nuts and bolts of it all together before then.
I'm looking forward to this.
But this is a big story developing again, and there are some, from what I can tell, there are some big folks behind it. And then, before I can get to anything, congrats to your Cardinals.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hit the applause button, though. Do it.
No.
Because you're only 3.5 behind the Mets. Go ahead and jinx yourself.
No, I want you to do it. I do not want
Brad's very smart, guys. He knows the baseball game that he and I play. If he gives himself praise now, he's dead. The moment I start getting high on the hog about my Cubs, look at him. We can't win a game anymore. Cardinals beat us 2 out of 3 on the road. Tip of the cap to Cardinals. I was going to go up there, but we decided not to, decided against it. I would have seen a win on Saturday, but a series loss for the Cubs, who
you can't win them all.
You know what's happening to the Cubs? The Milwaukee Brewers is what's happening to the
Brewers
Cubs.
Look
Those
good.
Guys all of a sudden don't lose. So there's a lot to get to. As you can see, what was that, a good 10 minutes on just my scattered brain self after vacation trying to pull it all back together. First hour, like we talked about, we've got a ton to get to. Maybe we'll talk some more, again, before we get to Wednesday and Norton Herd, but I want to talk to you about this Tennessee Collegiate thing because I think it's one of the biggest stories in Memphis sports that nobody's talking about.
I would agree.
At noon, we'll do the rundown. We got a full slate of the usual national stuff, NFL preseason games to watch. Ja Morant has gone global, obviously, with Nike, those shoes. I didn't know if you got in on it, Brad, but I did for little Chris.
Yeah.
They sold out, last week?
Did you get in on it?
Tuesday or Wednesday? Got a pair for little Chris.
Hey.
We managed to get a pair before they sold out. I do like this Ja 3.
Good job, Dad.
At 1 p.m., we'll do Respect Burgers like we always do, and then at 1:25 or so, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to, as we said, great. We'll have Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show here on 929 FM ESPN, columnist for the Daily Memphian. He's down at that Celebration of Life for Fred Smith. Get a chance to him to talk about that. So that's a lot to get to, like we talked about, from an extended holiday weekend. But I guess we'll start here because I want to be careful because right now it's just an internet report. And listen. John and I have said this going out of here, and I know I'm going back to a little bit to my roots over here with the University of Memphis basketball. John and I had mentioned it. I'm not sure. It used to be critically important. Who the Memphis basketball coach brought in as assistants. I'm speaking of a time that, feels like eons ago, but really was not because it's changed so much just here in recent years, last 4 or 5 years in college athletics, period. But that assistant basketball coach that formerly – You wanted to have recruiting ties in some part of the country, right? That was key. Is this guy tied to a player? That would be a reason to bring a coach in. Is he an X's and O's assistant? Remember we talked about that with Josh Pastner's years, how it felt like he had one in Willis Wilson early but didn't have one late, and he goes and gets Eric Ravino after he gets to Georgia Tech, that guy after he leaves Memphis and seemed to figure it out, but it didn't happen here. Or, a tactician. That kind of coach. Or is he a recruiter? That's sort of the way we used to categorize and identify assistants and talk about their worth to a basketball program underneath the head coach. And it's changed now, we know, and the biggest reason is how transactional things have become. This is not new information. John and I talk about it almost on a daily basis now. NIL, it's made things so transactional. Penny's told you guys, it's really just about the dollar sign. That it's how much I'm going to pay the guy. Sure, as the head coach and me preparing them for the NBA, which Penny Hardaway's, he's got a pretty solid track record now of preparing guys for the league, even guys that aren't his own. Quentin Grimes is one of those we continue to hold up. But we used to talk about, Penny can say that, hey, me helping them do that can help influence a player to play for me. But let's be real, in the end, it's going to be about the dollar. What better story to look at than PJ Hackerty? Who goes out under Penny after coming over from Tulsa, refines his game. Sure, there are still things P.J. Hackerty needs to work on, but becomes a second-team AP All-American under Penny Hardaway here at Memphis. Great record. You get a 5 seed in the tournament, and you're gone because of NIL, essentially. We can go back and forth whether Memphis's offer ended up being better than Kansas State, but the point is it's transactional. He's out now. And so back to the point. On assistant coaches, right, if you'd had one that maybe was a little bit more tied to P.J. Hackerty, maybe it helps. But the point is now it's more about the dollar. You don't have assistant coaches necessarily that are bringing in players or have ties in the Northeast, or down in Florida or whatever else, where or in Atlanta, a basketball hotbed, and you're bringing those guys in to help you recruit those areas because now the dollar recruits. Now it's that budget that recruits. And so in the end, to get back to this internet report, the word is that following Nolan Smith's departure to be the head coach at TSU, Nolan Smith, the former, now former assistant over at Memphis, that maybe Penny's taking a look over at Todd Day, a guy who he's very familiar with, the former Arkansas standout, had been at Philander Smith, I think, over in Arkansas. Well, I'm not. Are they Division II? I don't have it in front of me right now.
Central Arkansas or was it Arkansas
Pine? NAIA, I think, but Philander. Philander Smith, I think it is. He had been the head coach there, I want to say, for several years. Philander Smith University, it's in Little Rock, Arkansas. Had been the head coach there for several years after, and you got to be a Memphis sports vet to remember these days, but Todd Day used to coach Team Penny on the grassroots circuit, and he would be the guy taking those Team Penny teams to Peach Jam, and so there's a familiarity there. With it, it would make some sense if Penny is looking at Todd Day. Now, again, as far as I can tell, and again, this is Jason coming back off vacation trying to gather everything up, the beat writers, both Parth over at the Daily Memphian and Jason Munns, haven't weighed in at least publicly.
Right.
Maybe behind the scenes in some chat group that they've got that I unfortunately don't have access to at this point. Maybe I should and get back to my old days of really being plugged in. But because those guys are, they haven't officially cracked this thing yet. And it's usually that's when things start becoming official. And so I want to hesitate here a little bit, couch this a little bit, that this may not even happen. But if you're bringing Todd Day in, it would make a lot of sense because Penny Hardaway is super familiar with Todd Day's coaching style. And more importantly, Todd Day is super familiar with Penny Hardaway, not just the brand, but what he expects from a coaching standpoint. You know, a lot of those times when Todd was coaching, he was the head coach. I'd have to go back and find you those years where I was at the Commercial Appeal covering those Team Penny squads. But a lot of times back then, Todd was the coach, and even though you had Team Penny on, Penny would be back in the stands, not coaching, but kind of coaching. You know, his name on everything, but Todd was the guy. And so you would have Penny around, though, and Penny would talk to those guys after games and everything else. You know, my point is, what was expected was what Penny expects, was the point. He was that visible within the program. And so my point is, Todd very familiar with what Penny's done, obviously, as a college coach. And I think maybe the thing that he might not be as familiar with, not having been on the inside, but those that have been around Penny have seen, and particularly over this last year and a half, and Penny would be the first to tell you this, and we've heard him say it on podcasts and with us here on the air, he's grown a lot. So it's a different Penny Hardaway in terms of now it's the college coach that you're coming to work for as opposed to the grassroots guy who, yes, had his name on everything and had high expectations for his teams. But this guy's been doing it now for a while, has his roots all built in now in terms of, you know, college athletics, this always, as we call it, the shifting sands of college athletics. Penny's got his roots down pretty good now. So, you know, it's a different coach in terms of running a program, knowing what he wants in his program than what Todd Day last experienced. If this is the way it goes, and again, right now it's just, you know, internet reports or anything else, but a lot of times this is where this starts out. If this is where it goes, you know, here's what I like. Because like I said, I'm not sure from a player standpoint, especially here in Memphis, Todd's going to help you get anybody that Penny couldn't get.
Right.
But Penny can already get those guys. But what it can do, and we saw it last year, and we use sort of that, we use this timeline point of Tim Duncan and Ed Scott coming into, and I continue to use Tim Duncan's name. It's Ed Scott that got the, obviously, the athletic director position. But he was smart enough to go out and hire Tim Duncan, Penny's former assistant, former teammate at Memphis State, who had obviously paid his dues in athletic departments across the country. Ed Scott was very smart to go get Tim Duncan, who listen, just like anybody else, could have, would have, and did, I'm sure, tell Penny, you know what, there's some things here that are out of control, whether it's how the media views you or how they come at you or what fans are saying. There's some stuff that we can't get everybody to like us, Penny. But what we can do is control. It's kind of what I used to say about Josh. Tighten up what we've got between the lines, right? Control those controllables. And if we do, in the way that we know how, all those folks right now that are talking bad about us, we'll have them singing about us in a little bit. That's usually the way it goes. Now, anybody could have told Penny that, back to the point I want to make here. But when Tim Duncan's saying it, your former teammate, right, and you got Ed Scott saying, Penny, I'm going to back you. You know I got this letter on my desk about, you know, all this stuff maybe going on with Malcolm or whatever else, but I believe in you and I'm going to back you. Those guys were a part of what has clearly been a growth point and change for Penny. He's talked about it. I don't know that they've talked about it as much as, hey, we want credit for this. What they've said is give the credit to Penny. But back to the point, having a Todd Day, just like having Andre Turner, just like having Jermaine Johnson, who's been promoted again to the assistant role from the spot in analytics he was in last year, it's made Penny clearly a more comfortable coach, having those folks around him, those folks that know what he wants, and what he wants now is different from what he wanted at the beginning, isn't it? I mean, this is a different basketball coach, Penny Hardaway, clearly, than the one who came in, wanted all the smoke, and thought probably because of the way I can recruit, I'm going to win a national championship in the first couple of years, maybe even off the bat. You now have a coach who knows, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. And if he's as comfortable as possible, and we saw Penny get more comfortable last year with, again, some of you might look at this and say, because I can hear it being argued the other way, well, that sounds like he's putting a bunch of yes men, or you could argue. Maybe he's putting a bunch of yes men around Penny, a bunch of guys that won't challenge him. Is that necessarily a good idea? I don't know. I think that's a fair question. But I do think in here, and clearly Tim Duncan was a start of that, you've got folks that are close to him but willing to tell him the real. And if they make Penny hard, if they can do that, Brad, and keep him comfortable, you get best version of Penny. That's the best thing for Memphis because, again, best version of Penny isn't going off to Kentucky or some other college job like another coach would do. Best version of Penny, hopefully, is a 5 seed, finally making a second weekend. No, there's a lot more on the table for Penny Hardaway to get.
So,
as the Memphis basketball coach, real quick, there's a lot more to get. And that let's be real. Where it needs to improve the most is that NC tournament record, which is 1-3 and getting to a second weekend. But we saw growth last year when he got more comfortable. And to go back to this news point, if Todd Day comes in, I think it goes with a more comfortable Penny Hardaway because he's got another guy that, hey, I've known you for a long time, whatever else, and it looks like a bunch of yes guys, but I'll take a comfortable Penny Hardaway because last year produced great results.
So I think you nailed it. Like, and this isn't done yet, obviously, as you said at the very beginning of this.
Have not seen anything official from the local beat writers, both at the Daily Memphian and the Commercial Appeal.
But the point you made is perfect because you're not going to outspend by hiring an assistant coach. The coach is the coach, you know, and then you're trying to develop relationships. You're probably having some cachet from a name perspective. I think this does three things. One, it makes Penny comfortable, right? He knows him.
Yeah.
And that's good, just like Jermaine.
A comfortable Penny was a good, you know how we talk about a happy jaw is a scary jaw or whatever he's got on those shoes and what he said last year? A comfortable Penny is clearly a good Penny, is your most productive Penny, back to your point,
For younger listeners, though, Todd Day is a damn icon in for our age folks because he played against Memphis, grew up in Memphis. He's from Memphis, and you're trying to get more Memphis. You're really trying to get more Memphis kids, it looks like. You're recruiting a lot more of these kids. It appears, and you're bringing them into the program. So Todd Day can talk to these dudes and say, look, you know, I went to Hamilton. You're from Memphis. I'm from here. Look what happened to me. I went to the NBA, and here's what you need to do to get to the NBA. And then the third piece is he played at Arkansas, and his name resonates with parents now because, like, if Todd Day were sitting in my living room, I'd be like, bro, you played against Larry Johnson, and you went to the NBA, and like you were Penny Hardaway's guy.
Back in those days, it felt like we were producing NBA guys, first-round NBA guys out of Memphis every year. Todd and Penny were coming
even through. Even in St. Louis, I watched Todd Day on television playing against Penny Hardaway. So I like all three of those things.
I think it's still the case, but I think his son is who ended up replacing him at Philander Smith over in Little Rock. Yeah, Todd Day Jr., who I covered, I think, back in his Memphis high school days. TJ is his nickname. Is now the head coach over there, but that would jive with Todd being available after spending several years over there. Back to what you're saying. You know, those guys used to have battles together, and it speaks to, again, we've talked about in this transactional world. I'm glad you went there because it's something we've touched on in this transactional world where a PJ Haggerty will leave you after having, you know, best season of his career, being in position to make even more money. He decides to leave. You know, where we've said Penny Hardaway's having to flip these rosters too much. It's so much work. And I'm so glad you hit on something. I'm not sure, Brad, the desire or the aim will ever be to get it back all Memphis with the roster. But you have nailed it on what they're clearly doing because in a transactional world where right now they're having to flip a roster every single time, getting guys now like Curtis Givens, right? The kid from Cordova whose name escapes me right now, Tedford. Getting him, you hope that you can, you know, having those Memphis ties And being in a sort of family Memphis culture, Penny leading it, but with Memphis guys that you're so familiar with, it can help you keep some of that. So some of that glue that, again, the Final Four teams, the Sweet 16 teams, you know, yes, you've got to have NIL to bring guys back, and you need as much of it as possible. But you also need those glue guys in between that we haven't had enough of. I mean, last year, even, you know, your freshmen were transferring out of here. You couldn't hold on to anything. Brock Okoji, who I long said, boy, you want him out of here, he was out of that. That's the point, is that if you can get some of these guys to stick, and Todd Day can help with that by making it more of a Memphis culture, while no, I don't think the roster will ever be all Memphis, I don't think that's the way you want or need to go. I do think it can help you get to some sort of consistency with the roster to where you're not replacing 12 to 15 every year, but maybe it's closer to 5, 6, or 7. You're filling in holes, Brad, and instead of gambling every year on chemistry like you were doing with an all-new roster, you're getting guys up, you're developing guys. You know, ideally, you'd love for Tedford and Curtis Givens to be big contributors to this team, but hopefully it's going to pay off even more, especially for a Curtis Givens, who this year with Doug McDaniel, maybe on the ball, he's playing sort of second fiddle. Going to be an opportunity for him off the ball if they don't have Sincere Parker. I don't want to put a cap on Curtis Givens, but we've talked about it. What he looks like to me is your future point guard, the guy you want to play a ton at the spot this year behind Doug, with Doug, whatever it is, but have developed to hand the keys to for the next couple of years starting next season. And that gives you a leg up in a world where everybody's changing rosters, and those that can sort of maintain, you know, frankly, it's all about retention these days. Those that are able to retain the most of your culture, your roster, seem to be doing the best. And that's right now what's missing with Penny Hardaway, with the staff. And maybe Todd Day will help with that. Again, to go back, and I should have acknowledged the report itself. It's from Samurai Hoops. A lot of times, whether it's, you know, something like this, or our guy, who's our guy? Is he still around?
Oh yeah, the hoops. Hitman Hoops.
Hitman Hoops. Thank you, because I should never escape my mind.
Samurai, and, who's
with
this
the
guy?
Job he's done. Samurai Hoops. You can go check it out. Okay. Tells the I don't know again. you can't. You got to be
Memphis,
careful with
bro.
These things. But we got guys like Hitman Hoops out here getting scoops beforehand. These internet
Facts.
Reports. A lot of times where there's been smoke, there's been
Leon
fire.
Leon is out there.
And Todd Day would just make a lot of sense. But that report did come from Samurai Hoops a couple of days ago. We'll see if it comes to fruition. It would make a lot of sense. Right now, what I know is you got a very comfortable Penny Hardaway. A guy like Todd Day helps probably make him more comfortable. So far, that's been a good thing from Penny, starting back to last offseason.
They did announce Kristen Kelly when you were gone, but we didn't talk about her. I think they just put the infographic out this past weekend about her. She's the director of basketball ops.
Now, I think she became official, maybe, like you're talking
maybe
about the announcement,
weekend.
But I saw John and I think, did get a chance to talk about it. She had been in compliance.
She was here in July?
I'm going to be honest. Okay. She knows where a lot of... You know,
the bodies are buried.
That's the phrase we use for compliance.
Sorry.
Not to say that, I know about 8 or 9 bodies right here, and Kristen Kelly's got the key to all of them.
I don't say that about her
either. But when someone's in compliance, they know all of that stuff, and she was that person there for a while. So to be bringing her back in this role is interesting. But here we go again, Penny, comfortable.
Right?
And to this point, guys, not saying that, you know, that it's all done, and, hey, Penny's just goated for life here, cemented as a – but from what we've seen, the more comfortable he is, again, going back to last summer when he was so uncomfortable,
I point
to it as the turning point.
It flipped.
He was on that MSCS interview, and he was flaming the whole city. He felt attacked and everything else. You got a different guy after Ed Scott and Tim Duncan came in. But the credit goes to Penny Hardaway, because as those gentlemen have said, hey, we're just like everybody else, telling them the common sense stuff. It's harder to do when you're in that seat. You've got to have the ears open. Think about how successful Penny's been. So again, imagine yourself being a millionaire, his brand, somebody telling you can do it a better way. If you kind of let go in some areas, you got to trust that. And Penny's the one that deserves the credit for change. And I know I've come on and talked like Memphis is about to go to a Final Four or something like that. No, this we're not there yet. Hopefully, again, Penny can improve on that 1-3 record. That's the real when you bring it all back home. But what it looks like to me is, whether it's a Kristen Kelly, potentially a Todd Day replacing a Nolan Smith, Penny Hardaway's feeling pretty good over there, pretty comfortable that he's got it where he wants it. I think now is just getting to some sort of continuity within the roster. We've got a lot more to do here in hour number one. In the next couple of hours, actually, we're going to talk to Jeff Calkins, third hour, about the celebration of life that I think should be wrapping up down at FedEx Forum. Now, a lot of those speakers, who knows, might have gone a little long, but we'll keep tabs on that as well. Sort of get the update from them a little bit later on. We got Respect Burgers at 1. Lot to do. I've got a lot of ground to cover after a week and some change. I appreciate y'all having me back. You're listening to Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Leaders Credit Union, they want you to know they're here for you. They've been here for me and my family. A little Chris has got a future Leaders savings account. He's building his money. He's building his wealth. Imagine that. We're teaching him early. He doesn't have anything in the account. You know, it is Memphis. I got to be careful with what I say. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to make the money grow and show him. You can grow it best with Leaders. You'll love their future Leaders savings program. Got bonuses for things like perfect attendance and straight A's. So we love that. What can you do for the adults, though, Jason? Forget what they can do for your kid. Well, they can do a lot. We've talked about HELOCs. Can also help you buy a new car. If you're not sure where to start, head over to Leaders first. Don't just take their word for it. They've got plenty of people saying that Leaders made their car buying experience a breeze. They can do it for you as well. What are you waiting for? Let Leaders get you in on that new car today. Visit LeadersCU.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life. They're federally insured by NCUA. And as I like to tell you, 92.9 FM ESPN listeners, they are here for you. Let them show you how. A lot to discuss as we're getting caught back up. My man John, we gave him some time after holding it down the way he did last, seven or so shows with Brad Carson. Gave him time. We will be whole again next Monday, but we want you to rock with us all week long. Brad's got a new look. We haven't told you about it. You look great, my man.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm not just saying that because I'm refreshed. I'm saying it as a man of my relative age. You and I both roughly right about the same age.
God bless you.
What are you? I'm about to be 49
in
October.
Yeah, I'm going to be 50 in next April, so I'm 49. So we're the same age.
We're the same age.
We're the same age.
And, you know, for a guy that's lost some hair, and I'm speaking of me.
Oh, me too.
In this instance.
Bro.
I look at what you're doing now with no cap on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great sense of pride coming from me, a man who's lost some hair, at how you are shining right now. You have a look with your hair today.
So here's what I did, and I'll just let the listeners have a window
in here. Can you tell them?
We're not going to give him a picture. I don't know if you're ready for that. But I think it's picture worthy. You should have a little gold chain on as well. I think it would complete the look, but go right
ahead. I've gotten a little bit more of a summer look going because I was over there at Jake's school in East Memphis, and so I wore the summer shirt.
So there was a get back to school program today? Is that why they have what they call... Brad looks great in it. Maybe that's what it is. It's summery. He's laying into the look, and I love it.
I'll put it on Twitter.
I love what you've done with your hair.
Well, I appreciate you're gassing me up a little bit, as my kid would say. But so I was going to be outside. It's hot as Hades outside, unlike
Tell
our studios, which are, I have to put a, you know, we put hoodies on. So
see,
we
I got a sweatsuit on in here.
But I went over to Quint's Barber, and I said, look, I don't want to have a J. Huff bird's nest. I realize I've owned the fact that I have less hair. If not, I'm losing my hair. I got that bird nest. So what I've learned, and this is what the guys over at Quince taught me, they said, Brad, you don't want to just let it grow out and screw around with it. You need to cut it down, because when you cut it down, it doesn't nest up. We're everything close. So they helped me out there.
As a man who's struggling right now with whether to go fully bald.
Follow.
Because I bought a shaver and all this stuff. Yeah. It's still not natural for me.
And
you have to do it a lot.
You're still in the game, though.
If you're going to go Telly Savalas, if you're going to go Michael Jordan, and Kevin, you have to. What I realize is you have to stay on it.
Oh yeah, it has to be daily.
Right, almost daily. Maybe some guys can go 2 days, but not really. Not with as much hair as I still have. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in the places that I need. I found that very hard to do. Yeah. And so again, I've laid back into the. And I know y'all probably starting to think this is Penny Hardaway hour. It's not.
No,
the Penny Hardaway Doc Rivers lowest possible cut with a line. You still got a big old patch that's gone in the back, but I'm the most comfortable that way. I'm sensing some real confidence and a real new look for you. Was this a new spot again?
Oh yeah, Quince. These guys over there, Jim and those guys. It's just two man operation. You know,
respect burger to Jim and those guys for the new look. It almost looks like a makeover. I would suggest. I don't know if your wife's. If you've got one, a small gold chain would really complete that
Jake
look.
Jake does. I don't.
On that chest, a small gold chain would.
Thanks for the gas. I really needed a little bit of a pump me up.
Would really repeat the look. Congratulations, also in order to Justin Rose. I'm not going to go the whole here the first hour, even though I'm not a golf guy, and not talk about one of the biggest events. Obviously, you can make an argument in terms of. Local events, what do we have that's bigger? What do we have when the world takes a, you know.
That's it.
Turns and looks at Memphis.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, guys like me that aren't golf guys, I've come to take it for granted, but we shouldn't. FedEx St. Jude Championship, obviously a huge, it looked incredibly attended over the weekend. This might be the first year, even though it's hot, and that's one of the main reasons your boy stays away. Although it sounds like it's really good in the hub. Nice and clean. John and I were in there 1 year, and it was icy. So they give you the
room. You can
get in there and get cooled down really quickly. And they've done a great job in terms of the tournament layout and all the directors over there in terms of giving you those oasis spots right to get out of that heat. But this was the first year in a long time that I felt like, man, I should have took Chris out there.
I had a little bit of that too.
There was enough family stuff that I saw from pictures and tweets, and obviously the golf was good. It's always going to be good when you've got the top 70 golfers in the world, other than just had Rory McIlroy missing. Other than that, everybody's there. It's going to be great golf. But what they've done in terms of making it a family event that you don't want to miss. Hey, this isn't just for the world's best golfers. Memphis kind of, this is for you too.
Yeah.
That's where I sort of felt like I missed out. You obviously had some great golf. We mentioned it. Justin Rose wins a 3-hole playoff, knocks off J.J. Spawn. I was kind of rooting for just hearing who was doing well over the weekend. Tommy Fleetwood. Seemed like this might be the breakthrough moment for him. It was not. Sound like he was...
Kind of died there at the end. He kind of let us down.
He tied for third along with Scottie Scheffler at 15 under. But there you had the best player in the world right in it till the end. And I don't, I know there are stories about the future of it, and especially the format, obviously as a part of the FedEx Cup and everything else. But this thing, and Fred Smith, God bless his soul, been a big part of it in keeping it here.
And a great moment of silence during the tournament where they had that giant plane.
So it's silent for a moment, and then
this plane
with his initials comes flying through, and everybody's just an incredible moment. That was one of the things that I felt like. Man, if you are, Memphis sports and knowing its history, that sounded like one of those Memphis sports moments.
Yes.
Having lost Fred Smith, obviously, back in June, that's not going to happen again. This is the first tournament since losing him, and so that felt like one of those moments. Raises a ton of money, obviously, for St. Jude every year, and that we should say that every year, how important it is for St. Jude. But I really felt like I missed out this year. And so any change that would in any way diminish the level of competition or how fan friendly they've made that thing. Ooh, I would hate it, because in future years, I do, even as a guy, a non-golfer, I want to get Chris out there. I want my son to witness what is clearly a world-class event. And so Justin Rose, who, late 40s for him?
Yeah.
Is he not 45. With us? Yes, he's kind of close 45. To where we are in
he
age.
He has hired a whole crew to go on the road with him to keep up this routine with the fitness and everything.
And won for the first time since 2023. Yeah. So yep. The shout out for the 40-something-year-olds, like we were talking about with our hair. Shout out to those guys.
Holding it.
Justin Rose able to keep it together. It was the fourth playoff in the past five tournaments at TPC Southwind. Munns had that in his story. I realize it does. It feels like we've got a playoff every year. In this case, it goes three holes. Justin Rose gets the win. For those of you all, the Memphians, the hundreds and hundreds, I guess it's up in the thousands now, that volunteer out there, and everybody again from the tournament director on down. I know Respect Burgers is usually a 1 o'clock thing that we do, but again, shout out to making it a world class event. I won't begin to try to go through the details that we know so far, and it doesn't seem like much. There was some no commenting I saw in Tim Buckley's story about the future of the tournament, and I just mean the format. Mm. Whether it be the first, you know, one of the premier events in this thing, I think that's still up in the air. Mm-hmm. But you want some form of this here, and my point is hopefully it can stay high level, because you're getting the world's best in here. And anytime you can get the world's best in here, and they've made it as fan-friendly, it looks like to me, and as accessible as ever for Memphians, for the common man like your boy, you know, to come on in from the dirty Dova. I feel like I should have done it this year. I feel like I messed out. But congratulations to the 45-year-old Justin Rose on winning it. I'm making a commitment today. And my dad always said, man, that golf tournament, well, it's hot out there. You want to be careful.
It's hot.
Yeah. You know, you're working on commercial appeal. If that's one of the assignments they throw you, just be careful. You're going to be hydrated out there.
Old Parth was having a hard time on Friday.
By the way, did you see who covered their last one?
No.
They covered their last, in this case, St. Jude FedEx Championship. Over the
weekend. Our boy over at Channel 3.
You nailed it. Did y'all talk about him last
week? We did not talk about him, but I'm glad you please bring him up on the radio. Jeff Woods.
Another Tim Buckley story that I saw.
I'm so glad you brought this up on the radio.
And he wrote it connected to the golf tournament, so I'm glad we're hitting this.
Respect to you for bringing this up.
Because Bubba Woods, and his name's Jeff Woods, longtime photojournalist down at WREG TV Channel 3, and his days at Channel 3 go back to my dad's days at Channel 3. If you remember, my dad, boy, Channel 3 was early on in his career back in the 80s. But Bubba Woods been there since then. Bubba Woods, a Memphis State graduate, much like John and myself, and a Memphian, born and bred, and has lived a long time. I think he calls himself the official taste tester of the Cooper Young neighborhood.
Yes.
Because he's lived there, I think, since the 80s. And Tim Buckley's story talked about the great Memphian that Bubba Woods, and excuse me for saying Bubba, it's what my dad called him, so it's what I call him. It's Jeff Woods on his Twitter, and it's what I should be calling him. Jeff Woods, an absolute legend. In terms of photojournalism around here, if you saw it on WREG Channel 3 over the last 40 years, there was a good chance that Bubba Woods shot it. And this guy, I'm going to be honest with you, there's going to be few in Memphis who talk about Bubba Woods and get emotional or potentially emotional. But for me, it's different because this was the guy that was always next to my dad and taking care of my dad, and they were a team.
Yep.
And so, you know, I thanked him and told him congratulations, you know, on direct message and everything else. But I want to get a chance to tell him and shake his hands on 40 great years. He covered his last one. His official final day, it sounds like, is Friday over at WREG TV. It makes 40 years to the day that he's been there on Wednesday.
Wow.
And again, I'd suggest you go over to thedailymemphian.com. You want to read about a real Memphian who, in his own just humble way, never made himself part of the story. He gave the story to you, taking himself completely out of it as honestly as possible. And my gosh, it was my whole childhood. It's my adult life. He's done it for 40 years, much in the way of a Jarvis Greer, who we talked about after retiring from WMC TV. Legend, you've done it so long, you feel like he's been with you your whole life. Jeff Woods behind the camera. And then for a long time as their outdoor show host, that again, COVID, I think, is what ended that show. But he was great on that show. Guy be out there fishing and everything else, leading this great outdoor show. I once at one point had Joe Larkin on it. Now I'm really reminiscing. Yes. I got to get him in here this week. If I do nothing else.
I love this
idea. You know what I would love to do?
Please.
And just a special tribute to him.
Not with a camera.
And I hate to do it. I hate to put ideas out there. And if they don't come to fruition, then it really sucks. But it's just come to a light bulb. I would love to get Jeff Woods in here in the studio.
Yeah.
If anybody from Channel 3 is listening, and I've reached out to him and told him this. Yep. Hopefully he's going to reach out back. And then get my dad on the phone from Belize.
Oh,
and have
great.
Them tell old stories yeah. about covering Memphis State.
It's great.
And those 80s stories, but all the way through, and just reminisce. But really more so for Jeff, just for in our way, a Smith way of paying tribute
yep.
To him, to the job that he's done for the last 40 years. We don't talk enough. We talk so much about the folks that were on air because we saw them, right? The
yep.
sportscasters and everybody else and the anchors and everything else. We don't talk enough about the guys that were behind the camera, and Jeff produced so many a great story for News Channel 3.
So I've only known Jeff for 20 of his 40, but Jeff, if for those who don't know, camera people don't do a lot of the work that Jeff does, because Jeff would go out and shoot B-roll. Jeff would go out and cover the story without the reporter. Jeff did the, for example,
Bingo.
He did the Cardinals caravan with me in January. He does every little knick-knack thing, even when they're not sending a reporter. Jeff Woods is there, and he's got the beard going, and he's working his ass off, for lack of a better term. Like, guys like me are sitting there talking, and Jeff is in the trench with a camera. And so 20 years ago, I met him over, I think he was at the Buzz or the River. We were doing some event over on Ridgeway. And he's like, I'm Jeff Woods. And I'm like, oh, I've heard all about you. Everybody knows you. You're everywhere. And
yep.
then they'd send him out in these shoots. He's come in here a lot when Channel 3 does sports stories, and he's on one side, and they've got a reporter sitting down with y'all. And agree with everything you said, and I really look forward to it, and hopefully we can put that together. But Jeff is pretty plugged in. Larry Ray mentioned Jeff because of the outdoors connection.
This is where I had this vision of Jeff as sort of this Superman with my dad in the game as a kid growing up. But then I get to work alongside him, finally All right. getting a gig in the media and everything else. And here's what I'm going to say about Jeff Woods. If no one was asking the question that needed to be asked, whether he had a reporter or not, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times yeah. he wouldn't have
no,
a reporter.
Nobody with
he'd
him.
Have a mic, and he'd have to go over there and do the whole job himself.
Yes. Yes.
Jeff would ask the damn oh, yeah. question that the scrum was not asking and needed to get to asking. Like, that man, he had that kind of, that's why I say photojournalist.
Yes.
Because that dude had the balls.
Yeah.
And sort of the wherewithal. He knew what needed to be asked. 40 years of covering Memphis sports. What Jeff had no time for, because he's got Tim Buckley's story.
He's in a hurry.
He's got to wait. He's yeah. he's waiting on the shot all the yeah. time. Then he's got to get to the next spot
but
to
he's
go get the next shot.
I saw him running at times.
To your point, he's rushing.
He's rushing.
Because he had to wait somewhere to get a shot. Then he's got to run to the next one.
Yeah.
And this was a deal where, man, if you're shooting the stuff and you got somebody that needs to answer a question, yeah. right, a Memphis sports question, hey, man, Tigers are struggling. Josh needs to answer the question. Jeff would ask it.
He would.
Like, he would ask it ahead of those beat writers and everybody else, and I respected that so much
yeah.
because, again, he was there to not just do the job of filming it, but there to cover the story. And if you were missing the story, Jeff Woods would make sure you were on it.
Yep.
And so, again, man, it's these kind of legends and guys with his kind of institutional knowledge that we're going to miss.
Oh, God.
Obviously. Yeah. The Phil Stukenborgs, the Jarvis Greers, the Jeff Woods. We are going to miss them when they're gone, because these are the folks that, hey, you talk about the whether it's a young cameraman and young photojournalist yeah. now, or even more important, the young interns, folks that are new to the Memphis sports landscape. When Woods was at an event, you would see how veteran he was. You would see that he's covered anything. And whether you were with Channel 3 or not, I remember Grant Milner used to just talk about how much, you know, how great Woods was. Mm-hmm. But even if you were outside Channel 3, you would lean on him because he's covered everything. He
yep.
was a vet for the entire Memphis sports media landscape that you could sort of emulate and want to emulate, because he was doing the job as professionally as possible.
Yeah, first of all, he was at all the biggest events we've had over the last 4 years.
Anything big happened, he's there, bro.
He has seen it.
He's A-page, all the A-block stuff, everything first in sports.
All that's Jeff Woods.
He's the one that's shooting it, yes.
The other thing is, nowadays, and this may sound old, but a lot of times it's a photojournalist slash reporter with an iPhone in front of them that they've set up the camera for
yep.
the shot themselves, and they've turned around and they're looking on their iPhone.
Yep.
Like Jeff, he's one of the few I've noticed since I've moved here, and this is, again, 20 years of his 40. If something is going on, he's never been afraid to, like, I mean, a lot of younger reporters and journalists are, it's like Your job is to get in there and get in there. Yep. Like, if the house got broken into, you're next to the house if they'll let you. And he is the guy. He's on it. I mean, he's next to the house. He's in the press conference. Mad respect for that dude. He's memorable, and we'll never forget his work with Channel 3.
No, sure. And he's survived an ever-changing landscape, whether it's been, you know, newspapers changed for us, television's changed as well, where they want, just like newspapers, they want more out of fewer people. And so at a time, and I think it was around the time that COVID and the outdoor show that he hosted got shut down, they asked him, you want to go back out there with a camera and cover news and sports? You would have to be that versatile to survive in this game, to survive 40 years. Same thing happened to Jarvis, where a lot of times, you know, even as that 40-year sports director over WMC, he would have to carry the camera out there. And you, that's the way the game changed over the years, to where you used to always, you had large enough
it's
teams.
It's not a fancy thing where you got a writer and another dude.
A lot of times it was a one-man show, and Jeff Woods was his own one-man show in the way that sometimes Jarvis had to be and carry his own camera around. So it was all of those things. He's been as big a part of Memphis sports media as anybody whose face you've seen on the camera or anybody whose byline you've read. The thing is, because he's behind the camera, we haven't gotten a chance to talk to him a lot. And again, hopefully I haven't blown this by, you know, putting an idea out there before I've formally laid it down. But, I would love to get him in here and pay a little bit more tribute, because it's guys like him, true Memphians like him, that have helped tell the Memphis sports story, all of them. And boy, are there hundreds in the, you know, most professional, expert way possible. So a salute. And an early respect burger. We'll do more at one. Believe me, I got plenty of them after being off 7 days. An early respect burger to Jeff Bubba Woods, 40 years at WREG-TV News Channel 3. You don't see guys like him come around often. There'll never be another. A salute on a great career that will end this week. Wednesday marks 40 years officially. Friday will be his official last day at Channel 3. Salute to you, Jeff Bubba Woods. You meant a ton to the Smith family. We got much more to do, including the rundown. I got a ton of NFL preseason takes. I think the important ones, we got to talk about Shadur, what he did for Cleveland. Very impressive. Were they throwing him out there to sink? Because he didn't sink. Or is that a deal where, you had some injured guys and Shadur Sanders just took advantage of the opportunity that was given to him? Watch some Cam Ward. He made some good throws for the Titans in a loss. We'll talk about that and much more. Got plenty more to do here on the Jason and John Show. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.